The new church that was erected in Craigan at the beginning of the 18th century was erected in a transverse direction to the old one, cutting across the middle of the old one. And therefore, the altar of the old one, down towards the south, and the south at the south gable of the old one, would have been very close to a tall palm tree, which is now growing in Craigan Churchyard, and which you'll see tomorrow when we get that far. And that would, in fact, mean that the present-day palm tree must be very near where that old oak tree was down till 17 and 15. And therefore, the altar of the old church would have been very close to where the O'Neill vault has been recently discovered. Now, all that, in fact, makes sense, because if you can imagine the position of the old church, and it's very easy to imagine in Craigan when you get there, then the present O'Neill vault would have actually been situated under what would have been the sanctuary, but towards the gospel side.
Monsignor Thomas O'Fee, speaking in Cross Maglen a few years ago about the historic church of Craigan associated with the O'Neills of the Fews, within about 3 miles of which he was born himself. This whole area of South Armagh was one of the last strongholds of the old Gaelic world, and to the present day its people see it as a kind of border republic, independent of the two Irish states. Michael J. Murphy, for example, author and folklore collector.
I would agree with that, because the people always took this line. It seems to have been engendered in them, you know, I suppose, since the time, you know, the gap at the north up there at Mighty Castle, where the Great Northern Railway line goes through. That's where the plantation of Ulster really began in 1601, when Mountjoy defeated the O'Neills. And that's when he built Mighty Castle. You know, it's still there, you can see it, just above the Kilnaseggart stone. Mighty Castle was the first keep he built to defend the area, and from that right through, then from that on, you had the Rapparees after the flight of Durrells, right through to when? Right through the present day, they're still at it, you know. I can remember the late Malachy Connellan, who was an MP here for South Armagh, at the big meeting in Dublin to protest, something about Attlee. What was it? The Ireland Act. And he said he came from the rebelliest corner of the rebel north, so I suppose this is it.
Being Starihe Kainz in Amini, Mariala, the tradition of resistance. Agus Tasulogum nach in Chiagra Atul, a Hogan Orum Ara, Gordoilum, Gorar Egan, a ta in Cantor in Yeren, Agus Jering in Yeren Fad. A row on tradition of resistance shah, a Bwinchlesh Bajer, Nismo la le Cantor Jeshkert Ardwaka. Mar Mahushin Tho, Leshnatorihe, in Amshire Cromwell. Agus ma hen tu a rei, frid na siachto di den ishen, chucky tu noia Raymond O'Hanlon, an tori bawo agus a bwysle den nyomlan, in yeshgert ardwaka. Agus in san am cairna, agus a rei gudji na hochto di den ish cairna, fi dram an laidja da hori ha, in san canter cairna in a ro clanny anlun bio rivishin, na Murphys of Kilevi. Agus Arnoia scrif yn tar eman o Morocco pamphlet in a lerian se cyn saith actri ac dy fiw ar siwl o cwysyn. Agus tagan tu is jahan sin gwydi pwys na hoch dwi se jig, agus castor Carl Moore mar a hogan mwynchir y chantar gafforler, Carl Moore o carahar ort. A croco yn nŵn jalgan, hi is bygnach yn san aach yn a wyl an monarchan tobac ag mwynchir y charol y lahar na hwyre, Croco and Shinne in St. Vlain Shakke Jig is a Shak Jig.
It should be remembered that although their grandfather was born in County Louth, but it's still in the parish of Craigan, because the parish of Craigan goes up into County Louth, you see. And so they're just about 3 miles up the road where grandfather came from.
Well, that's another thing about this area. There's no border in any sense, culturally, linguistically, or any other way, really, there.
No. None whatsoever. I mean, the same thing applies to South Monaghan and Enniskina, that the same people and the same way of going on, and the border is there. It's an artificial boundary, but it doesn't cut the people. It has never separated the people from this side and the other side.
We're in Annamar, near Cross McGlen. And this is the house out here where Father Tom Fee was born. And I know him a long time.
And you've been to football matches with him?
Football matches with him for the past 24 years. And we were everywhere and enjoyed ourselves while we were out. And I know his father and his parents and his grandfather before him.
And it was his mother's people, really, who lived here, the Carrahers.
The Carrahers, yes. That's where his mother was rare there. And came then they came there. I don't remember the time they came there, but I remember Carrahar living there, the old grandfather, Mrs. Fee. That'd be Father Thomas' grandfather, you see, Patrick Carrahar. I mind him there and was in the shop. It was an off-license. And I used to go in and out there and get tobacco and stuff for the old men round about the crossroads here. That's way back years ago.
Ta anya go hanwai molter and Monsignor of here. We sit in a honey in an amar in Tom Norvi sheet bio. Agus Rugger Stelem go rugger an Monsignor and Sin. Agus vi a har agus a war eg munu I school Craig and Duff.
Tá mé wadn is holy rinch giga ele namar ta ma Sean Hain mar nyakar me anirachin spesha on a yeo mar a soldich jaden kids than the nearly alano and sheer on la ta new on gji nilach vron me urwan tabla ginnelly kalin dar lenyu onyela hanik on spine a gol sheer chimple died blue in the style and anything shin yan lom hein ak kofadagas as old dom hanik mo winter is jog jeshkar had waka as jeshkar as tushkar lui vi ma ahir mor shin shana vi should vi she in a slawi ferme rogue a barister and krega and octane and parister shin haran choran agas ta je Malche Farin then Farish Igon the Louis. Rogueshin Malafarner Doctor Shan Wallach, Savlian Oki Jig Dahi the Hocht, Shin Blian the Nair and the Hog. Agas and Shin Nervishina Ar Og, Vishar Lorg Ibre, Agas Fursha Post, Mar Ibri Ferme, Le Fermoir, Moor Protestonach, Ineki Le Collihanna, Darwanyam Doctor Stitt. Agus glúcha suas an sin agus a gion tamal stóthi gór hitse an rá da chalín da chuid na háite dar wainim ní í agus fóisid an sin agus fóisid chachbag agus san sin a rogu máhir sa vlíin ochtú a dó a gól níos fuidja siar na sin ní fédilom a hinsa siúd a lanumins níos fuidja siar na gá glún eile fi Sean agus Seamus a gol sheer gudji chimple shakye jig noha kuig tossian na documenti stara agus na kadahor hor na klar na klaru kain boistja agus a leheji insan farasja shin nur a rinu gachij than farasja kragan uchtrak agus kragan ichtrak savlian shakye jig noha kuig agus tan kid lor boistja ungefoil agus tama hin han ahir luachan sin in san caipeach airi his sin. Ta herva sin vishit sa farasja kérna ko fada sír le gerun na hoctu vishit jeg. An is masam ko fada agus a winan le tradition gudanik si this ja in san kunya sin de chonda lui o chonda winachain. Agus naia an aach a bas an chaulach a dusama sin chonda farmanach. Yevtu tagarchi don chaulach in sna hanala, in anala ollo agus an anala na gera maestri, fuin slanyu agus fuin litru kena a usajam hen, o fi, o f I a I c h ko fadashir, leshan kiaru is jig, chaulak archenach a vion, winshid leshan farasche dirit broska, vruok lak erne, agus hui me sirin sin urawan gavicking an o shan thumbi no shan lakaka no gahmar sin on ach er an drahur niririlum ein kyona aimshu ach ta tagart doiv in san faris de sin ko fada sir lesin kiaru is jeg
the mother his mother was I think she was the name was family name was Carhar and her father then lived in a house or in a well a corner house went below an Amar school where he turned towards Kuliana. I knew him well and this after the father died then I think the place was sold and presently it's occupied by a man named Carhar also.
And I slenu inta kachan taishin fasta nyeshkert ardwaka. Dar ir of ni clur a way of a year winter vicaracham or sold it bid vi dinya akuins and octo east jagan shin kahal moor o carachet toiri vi on agas kuduhan bosh in yerindadal agas vi an slenu shin kahal moor no kahal moor stoya kahal moor a hug. Winter the hat here, Vishamar, Shinmar, Kinyan, Las Anyam, Kudj the Winter, Yarcha, O Hin, Akaslinu, An Kachanta, Malcha Farin, Mar Skerif, Agas Egoli Hanahain, Agas Harchimple, An Hunya, Here Has the Hunde Ardwaka.
One result of Monsignor O'Fee's interest in local history and genealogy is that numerous families in South Armagh, or indeed as far away as Seville in Spain, can easily trace their ancestors back for centuries. Paddy Short of Cross Maglen.
My parents on my father's side originated from a townland called Lurgan Cullenboy. And Father Tom traced them there, and he was giving a lecture in local history of that area out by Glasdrum and Craigan. And he said there were just two families left in Lurgan Cullenboy who were there in 1600. That was the Shorts and the Lavels, or Lavels, you know. Mm. And he goes in for that, and he traces all the families back. And you like him for it, because he gets to know, and you can go to him, and he knows everybody and the history of everyone and what farm they belong to and all this. He just really loves that kind of thing.
In fact, he loves the subject so much that where members of certain O'Neill families are concerned, he can reel off generation after generation without reference to any kind of note.
Tagan tu ar e an sin gaji tus na hoctu isha jeg, agus in san cragan an buachal bon ag na fili in san amsir sin ar naia, an tahar felim o nyeil a do. Agus da gorha cest ar siud ke an traf da winter nyeil len ar win se, mar a cyr laf sgrifi a cyr laf sgrifi a cyr laf sgrifi le ceilaf an a chynia ta san rai lair as academy am wala cliog a fawl. Cair Jeeve Ho, Shane Fragra, a hug she dog, as Tasha Hu, as a Dooslan Lore, Misha Phelim, Mac A. Bui, Mac Art, Mac A. Bui, Mac Turlock, Mac Henry, Mac Felimi Rua, Mac Art, Mac A. Mac Own, Mac Neil War, Mac Neil, Neil War, Mac Neil Og, Mac Donald, Mac Vreen, Kaha, and Doon. August Tumminson.
Thomas O'Fee was born on November the 3rd, 1923, at Annamar between Cross Maglen and Collyhannon. Because of his father's interest in the Irish language, he too became proficient in it at an early age, and we have it on the authority of his teacher at St Patrick's College Armagh, Sean O'Boyle, that he obtained first place in Irish in the whole six counties in the senior certificate examination there. Later he was to take a first-class honours degree in Celtic Studies in Maynooth, and it was around this time in the early 40s that he began to write in Irish, mostly short stories and verse. Dr. Brendan Devlin, Professor of French in St. Patrick's College Maynooth and a fellow Ulsterman and author, told us of his early literary work.
Or Misha Ola seduced by the era heher. I guess did Dante Crawley, Dante Stare, no Ballet di Starula, Alua, I guess Dante Ocadia Fresh and Dante Green. Tamis Minu Haber Oh, he've done the grin and can he'll some can I check over glad to say after she'll file my complaints and doing it a new illy and train o yorkin tra. I guess is lower is Danish and Illyrian could the shrehe litter her and I heard the marsh came in a horse ergo foil bug neil me clachtachlish ar das bug foil. Tashe dirach simply antirhul agus tishkint mai han dan rodda arian an gna vinne ta she korshies er an norse vi on an rikin kogi dik to stuff a smugglelis dach on fi she konde en sin tushke roddes gavna chlin gulier dan kurfa shalish she korshies er an trein ientach sha an ironach trein vögge dik to gulis dach gijin tein stashun a wine vien yurkin tra a cuireann sé gomparáidelis na rudaí móra na Haragáin móra de chuid na fihuaise. Ná buair mi chion faoi eteán na rathú higin gréin, na glóistean ráis a slugú spáis a sa teachta níos leis féin. Is beg de chéal, is máil a dríal tá deirúil in a lá, níl glés aniu a bherthú bua an tréin ó dhúircin trá. An siomaiúr a riachtar dúin na hiantasí a géin, an pléascán a chiúpú cáchar neamh an chú co marle trein. Ach bar skai glies na bonkanach ni hagal am a ra na fiú a chors a chontas leis a trein o Yorkin tra.
That Thomas O'Fee's first literary efforts should take poetic form is not surprising. The Fuse area, after all, was the home of the great Gaelic poets of South Ulster, of Art Binéad and Art Macuí in particular. Only 3 years ago, Monsignor O'Fee brought out a fine edition with copious notes of the poems of Macuí, and a further work on the same subject was promised. Every person and place, every bit of local life and lore mentioned by the poet, awakened the interest in some way of the poet scholar, editor, historian.
Well, of course, this is something that immediately struck me, coming from a much more poverty-stricken area up in the Spearn Mountains in central Ulster, which had no, or at least very little remnants of literary tradition. It's fair to say, I think, that from the point of view of somebody interested in Irish, he had an extraordinary ability to reunite the old broken Gaelic tradition. There wasn't any real distinction between what we would call revival literature and the traditional poetry of South Armagh, which of course has a very distinguished literary tradition in Irish. This tied in, it's really the, if you like, the theme which seems to me to tie together almost everything that he has written in this particular vein, is this sense of a unitary tradition. And everything comes together in that, the sort of local and occasional poetry that we were talking about, and at the same time, the historical investigation and research of which he's done so much, particularly at local level. On top of that, the books, the various books that he has written, are all on aspects, if you like, of the single cultural tradition of Ireland, even though that this may be found in all sorts of faraway places throughout Europe, like his book on the shrines of Irish saints throughout Europe, which I understand he has just completed a new edition of before being elevated to his new dignity. Books on Irish saints, whether it be Oliver Plunkett in the 17th century or Colum Bannis much earlier, the re-editing of The Flight of the Earls, a book on the history of Maynooth College. All these things may seem disparate, but in fact they are simply, I would think, if I may make so bold as to guess, from his point of view, simply the external aspects of the single central reality. And in that way, he had absorbed totally and almost incarnated, if you like, the central Gaelic League philosophy of re-establishing the Gaelic tradition, which I would certainly hold to be the central tradition and the tradition which unites the historical Irish people.
His book on Art Macuí now, for example, would be a very personal thing too, wouldn't it?
Yes, I should think so. Here again, this became apparent to me, if I may say so. When I was brought around the sites, if you like, in South Armagh by the Heart of Moss himself, and again, to me, it was a new experience because I didn't have a literary tradition which was tied to places among which I grew up. And things like, for example, the way in which he investigated and animated, if you like, the rediscovery of Creggan Churchyard and the vault of the O'Neills was part of this tying down in space and time the tradition about which there's so much airy talk, but which can be incarnated very powerfully by somebody who manages to combine a sense of language and a sense of history, and above all, what scholars don't always possess, a genuine personal sense of people and place, which we should also add is one of the essential distinguishing characteristics of the Gaelic tradition particularly.
Back in August 1971, three local men, James Murphy of Tullydonnell, Owen Keenan of Turnavowell, and Michael Herty of Drumbally, who were engaged in cleaning up Creggan Graveyard, brought in a tractor to clear away some of the heavy overgrowth. And the tractor was so clumsy and awkward that one of its wheels got caught in a large stone and sank. And when the tractor was being driven up from the stone, a young lad of 13 and a half or so, named Patrick McKeown, who with a couple of other children, as children always do, was coming running after the tractor, he noticed that under the stone was a hole. And he called the men's attention to it, and they started to investigate. And they hadn't to dig down very far when they came on a passageway. And the passage led them ultimately into the long-lost vault of the O'Neill family of Glastrumman.
It might be said in one sense that the language of the O'Neills has never really died in the parish of Creggan and South Armagh. But it's no longer the first language of the people. To hear spoken Irish in its natural environment, the Gaeltacht, Tomás O'Fee went when he was only 12 to Ranafast in Donegal.
Cha vi me on savli in chok a kuig dan hier doir. Vi me ar an one skull so well agus mar a ginnish me hanafe in a stoi her oka a giele vi se da a oram gro muntur og chagas sa skull sin a rogeiligach sin moir in yhonar. A tha in a ban realtanish, agus a vees a gleu le cuidu jay an cacht agan charman as a new. Agus gia shisha ar cuidjogging an meimish saasta chachtas ja lahur chlig 3 hours sa chacht in nis loja na an gra am sin a jihachlog agus bagrachlin chachtas ja her lahinia ni ar margin ar an luin, chedin agus inya. Agus dála muid bagan gaelig ar an dáil sin go dí beidir gur buniú feis in ard waka. Agus an sin tugu an rang si as hon na feise agus bhí rinch scalaracht le brunu an tahar dónil ma gohagáin a tán a hagat pariste ma la ranna le gond eintrama fwy láhi reisna bhí mar kigire agus an náia bhí an méid chéir na gaelig a dírak ogin galeir agus bhí rodi baga ogin na hadjiach dí wilshin jas. Will shin gran a will shin bon abar liom rodeig na ta du agus mar shin da agus an shin hasha kain shir nachal milish agus hasha shin nish abrigi liom rodeig na ta milish agus lui moj rinch rodeig agus an shin hasha shin digan shivan fachal sharav agus kai me adwail nar hig me an fachal sharav a con me malav an arch a kibar me mar dwrch me liom hein wal ma vishya kain shir rodeig milish is to hig will shakhain sin isha rodi na gwil milish agus ar shashan arba liom rodi agna ta sharav agus yoi ton skalar agus asam isha blak tan skalar ta gata shashan agus shin mara hui mig aran afar shi du sama vi me stopu di rank vig
anaid chien a rome hien an chied ura hui
me o ma shin e agus ta harva shin hashi me gol arash sadara blian vi me di chan vichy oig agus hug me kurt ar an chach shin kupli shachtan o hen agus fi nyacht og ga nyacht am chai distapu an am leina. Sin hoshe me gul arash blien an ye blien a vi me di nula viki oig, nula rank vig, jack shoppy, jack cassie an choppa, jack vreini kudi agus ins galor ti hel an sin lan mi arai gul arash shacht blien an ye blien a.
Cwyfnio wain an ta ag amart tu e vei a mon dousa an sin nur na rome hen abel ta mar an dousa yenu chorabi.
Well, Neil Menrochin, if we shin, we an space augments in the Dowsy Goni, gahairihe ans na dawsi gaelacha agus is stoihigur ran a farsta dola me cidjaco agus cod me spéish anta di o hen fiú wain nir vi me gobar a barasta his kevin lam gor wani moj ran keili ans an farasta agus bagrachlin dawsi gaelacha a hagastan winter og agus vi an dúlaco wain agus cod me spéish caihime ve anrica cod me spéish ans na dawsi go fóil
agus si chóler noi comai
agus a chóol, well, vi tradition mór chóol in jeskert ardwaka, chóol urlésha, vi anakaj fidjiljóri hart, when me trílas an edjil me hén, nín eirilom lavra waihi anu er an edjil agus as an accordion, ag vi anspeish agin ins a chóol, vi u dausi agus íchant a chóol ins na tíha, ar chimpel ar mwelle hén, agus ar náia, well, nur a bunniu na flan a chóol, agus mar shindó, well, siomi yur a hug me cúrt ar flan chóol hall agus a was.
Ah, he mi shach warachi as gaich na varosal a flan dan dan ich viv a hi Na goleto garada golte da drugu nur naral tu sanihe salir gil fui dalo
shrivin shukili galan tasilim hien is first of the year, is Gulray, is Tattoo. Sasta go digging to Ahan Ogle, Ramar Tasha Gulray. Steel Ladger, Solier Ton.
I know he is doing will Boyas quit war ahead of a shin a gold the Rana first.
Oh, it's an anarchy. Get a grand first tone. A Hawaiian girl. She shows on data margeshit. A Tati, that a gilligran of her tone. Jin will boil a chain.
Dean Quinn of Dungannon, who has inspired so many people in his time to discover the magic of the Donegal Gaeltacht. Monsignor O'Fee from his school days has had a close relationship with Ranafast and the people of Ranafast, finding there the continuing tradition of written and spoken Irish, which had broken down in southeast Ulster.
This is part also of his inspiration, is the effort to re-knit, if you like, the torn strands of the tradition to which he has devoted so much of his energy in the past years. I'm not perhaps the best person to talk about his involvement with Ranafast and the people of Ranafast and the remarkable body of men who started the Ranafast colleges and who did so much as a result for Irish throughout the north. I came a bit later than what you might call the golden age of Ranafast, and therefore other people could speak more powerfully and more personally about it. But I think everybody in every Ulsterman who's learned or relearned Irish is directly indebted to that enterprise. And it had, probably still has, an extraordinary sort of elan about it. And there was sometimes, I suppose, a sense that its golden age saw a kind of select company, which it wasn't always easy to enter fully into. But almost the electricity generated by it was undoubted and very real, and Father Tomás's work in Irish is very definitely a product of the early insights of people like Father Larry Murray and the other founders, if I may so speak, of Ranafast.
Monsignor O'Fee's intimate knowledge of Ranafast and of his writers has led to an interesting combination of the literary man in him with the historian. He has done a special study of the social life of Ranafast as it emerges in the work of Máire Séamus Ó Gríonna.
Maar is het jaar geen die een dag door de Sergoni, toch een tuffe jaren. Door is een aske er even wan, agus door is een grieche er te velle. Bien ga homra on de graak, kistjenach agus shomra lee. En nou je bien palawakon in ekilation chinny. Is bug troskan, kofad agus a ekem, a bien sagrahak eg migriena. Bien pablon de graak.
Yes, here again there wasn't, as I say, as any sense of academic investigation. He wrote an article which is, I think, well known on the stories, the prose of Moira as a source for social history. And it's one of these articles which, when you read, you say to yourself, well, now, why didn't somebody do that, you know, 20 years ago? Because it, in a sense, slips past you first because you don't realise. It all looks so natural that you don't realise how much work went into it. And yet there, for the first time, is sustained effort to picture the precise social context in which Moira wrote his early stories. And the, if you like, the essential realisation that the world about which he wrote was already dying in Moira's childhood, and that these are fundamentally stories portraying a 19th century rural world. Now, even from the literary point of view, to begin to estimate these stories, this is an essential thing to realise. And I should think also that, for example, in the use of them in schools or universities, it's extremely important too to demonstrate to the modern student that he's faced with a gap in time and culture, particularly a modern urban student. And this, if you like, brings us on to the more strictly literary things that he has written, things which he, I think, might be tempted to disclaim because I'm sure he sees himself particularly qualified as historian. But on this, at the same time, the historical investigation into the background of modern Irish writing is extremely important, and there are one or two, as I say, as we've been talking about, one or two very fine examples from his pen of this kind of work.
Tomás O'Fee's love of the Irish language and of the whole Gaelic tradition has manifested itself not just in the literary or academic field. He has been active for many years in the revival movement, mainly through Cumann na Sagart, the Society of Irish-speaking Priests responsible for Glornoghaile, and Cógáil Náisiúnta na Gaeilge, the umbrella group for the various language organisations in which he played a leading role at a period when the Cógáil did have some influence. Liam O'Looney, former president of an Cógáil Náisiúnta.
Is treve im uachtarán Cógáil Náisiúnta na Gaeilge a chas a gomsa an tamúd víoch mar as ól dait víoch an Cógáil im manch le glúsach tí Gaeilge agus ag an am géna víoch si a brú falasí an rialtas agus ní le ní is mó vi a tastal an úrúd ná takiacht Moror Ogina Gradamula. Agustate Fira Goma R Gradamul on Taharofi Hulala. One chasin co more len a farsen tuck fe and Augusta one che leshna pushed a lean che. Mar a derum bo skullaira, eh? Augusta R a vi an inul e lout nagailge. Or idi comasuk, or idi. Vi en annan gång Johnny Rina kommer med lekt av hårtäge nu oroid agus bovår mar adalci a mörna river en glusik nagelje mar ba är vi en annan chasa igen av agus ni vi kär sinnen rod skvimljum har rod jäla na vi kär kushina the lorog vi en kredjiv lager ege hein. Stari e ar no. Agus nur vi thurskwal an komisjon om avjokan na gailge a chora doli keila skriv she revra do a chyr an avjokan in a heik starul maradir ha. Vi an lianunukus silir an agus vi bewore a cower the ghine bejer nor hig kein fog me fi a gavjok on a tanga on major scribe shay.
know if he's in a Chahiluch, no, in a Wachteran, Erechemishun Shin.
Near the a cap of Ankedur, on Canon of Macbrain on Massam. Ach near Hanik Shishin, Ach on Crinu Chunsknev, August Massam, Ain Crinu Wan Hella. August, near Revenirichin Ahana, Agonia, Bejigorev, Ahana Egjam, Behinan Amwij, Ach Dalchiamur Arish. Rivanat Rushin, Kahime Ra, Mar Viatna Wahagan, Erchumus, Anahar Fee, Agus, Istoilum Gur Nakmister Ra, Gur Kurshe Kumma Gnoha, Erin Gumashon. Is more an EA, nor a Tadina, a playlish a guest, a willin shan tahi aku. Well, Shin Mar V, a gas Anahar Fee, Vias I get care the VY, Vias I get care the V on Grushukt, Agus, Vias I get care the Dirak on Yanuna Kostarul Freshen. So, Estoilum nor Tugu cart fos don major Ibra Arinyeshe on Urud, Ehe Nagus Bailen Commissionshin.
Monsignor O'Fee's commitment to the Irish language is matched by his enthusiasm for Gaelic games, as any of his friends around Cross Maglen will tell you. Kevin McMahon, for example.
Well, Monsignor O'Fee, and for the last 25 years, himself, James McKeown, John Carraher, that's two of his neighbours, and I have been going to football matches. I don't think we have missed any Ulster finals at all and very few semi-finals. We've only been at a few finals together, but strangely enough, next year we hope to celebrate our 25th year going to matches, and we had planned a bit of a celebration. Well, I'm afraid our celebration is going to come a year in advance now.
And John Carraher has been at so many matches with Father Tom.
I couldn't count them now, but I was everywhere with him. Honest to God, I couldn't tell you. Were that many places together that I couldn't tell you now. We're all over, Dublin and Clonus, and we're all over. And then we travelled a lot after the matches for the evenings, enjoying ourselves along the time, having a good time. And we're in no hurry home, and that was the way.
Enjoyed this it. Was Armagh County team, was it?
Ah, this is Armagh County team now that's at present up. But we went to all matches, like Down and Armagh and all.
You followed them all?
We followed every match every year round. During the unless that if he was away, you know, he'd go out for maybe. We might get a couple of Sundays out of it in the beginning, but then he might be away then for some match, but then he might always be back for the next one.
And Paddy Short remembers him playing football himself.
I do indeed. I believe that he came on a sub in the final of the County Armagh Championship. I believe, I'm not too sure whether it was Wolf Tones or Clannagale. I think it was Wolf Tones we played. And that'd be about around 1944. And Father Tom played with the Crossmaglen Rangers then. I played on the same team, you know. And he has always kept up his association with the Rangers Football Club. And the result that they grew up with him, and he never lost contact with the people. You know, never. And Father Tom would walk in there. I remember the Rangers football team going up to play a game in Maynooth. And as we arrived at the college, Father Tom was there at the door. And he came and he shook hands with every person coming of that bus and could call everyone by their Christian names. Which was fantastic, you know.
As scholar and historian, Monsignor O'Fee's greatest achievement must be the founding of the Armagh Diocesan Historical Society and the editing of his journal Seanchasard Waha, since its first publication in 1954. Tá an taitheamh Raymond O'Murray in Aruni agus na histeoir ar an cumann faoi láthair, agus istearraí é a tháinig faoi anáil an Athair Tomás.
I mean, me cúig bliain déag an uirsin agus cibhne liom an late a hug Alice Curtain or Triel Oliver Plunkett Augustin Kid Ewer Hanuk me or Hula me and Sagar Tomas a kinchin a yeshin fween late Agus Punchy Ayrahach Araigi Kohirif we John McMire Agus in a yeshin blint a yeshin scrief she he and alt the rise and return the fall and return of John McMire.
Vi teidja lehe bunch le shin is
Ovi agus alt intak divin agus simile vion hui se fuir se document seon rov a crochi godanic se rash stuck in san aglish. Well, cora tusle common shanakas ard waha in nije kege is a tri agus hanagan kid iverdin irish shanakas ard waha amach an blain dar gion. Iris couple of kid lachnik on intik scholar agus o hinna le ta she a agin. It's a very high scholarly journal, and a friend of Antarhul Fia, one of the pillars of the society who is dead, Gunyani J. Grasta, Sagard Eamon O'Devlin, I remember him saying that the history of Ireland will never be written until the local history is written. I've always remembered that phrase of Sagard O'Devlin, and I think it's true that there wasn't enough digging hasn't been done, and especially the ordinary people of Ireland, their history was never really told. And I think that's the importance of our journal, that it's bringing forward all the ordinary people of Ireland into scholarly work. And this is, I think we began this, Clacher and Armagh, and this past 20 years have seen all this bear fruit in the spread of these historical societies right throughout Ulster. So now they have formed into a confederation of some 40 of them. It's a revolution in itself, a quiet revolution that has been going on in the background, that people have been finding out their traditions, respecting one another's traditions and enriching themselves in it. And it's very important.
Monsignor Dean Quinn of Dungannon was the first president of Cumann Seanáthais Ard Mhaith, and he regards Monsignor O'Fee as the prime mover in its foundation.
It's Eshin Awoni and Legamach Acharod, a Husky Jerry and Vishen Sin Hidiver, and Sin Fushi Kibbe, Skriva at the Srivini Tajanta, Eshin Arini.
Kujain wrote this far or fod in Sin Irish Mastu.
Well, in Snares, we were a lot of Chimora, Hainer, and all ye. She didn't go to be in Chronicle. I know this far in Snares. Malienta and Chronicle, well. The all the saga there, Taggage, Beata, Janta, Frankish, no, Yarmanish, no, and Idolish, no.
I've known Monsignor O'Fea since he was a student in Maynooth, and it was he who first got me interested in local history. And since then, I have helped him and he has helped me on various projects.
You worked on the Cross McGlen conspiracy, not the conspiracy itself now, but on research
yes.
into it.
Uh-huh.
Did he encourage you to do that?
Oh, he did, yes, and when I had it nearly finished, he discovered a lot of new information in Dublin Castle about informers in it, and it added a whole new dimension to the bit of research.
Now, how does he go about research himself?
Oh, well, he's very methodical. He, first of all, gets the actual documents, and then he goes out and does the field work, and he literally leaves no stone unturned or looked at about any particular piece of work he's doing.
Well, I do know that every time when the Monsignor was coming here to give us a lecture, all we had to do to have a crowd, a packed house in, was to make a broadcast, let the people know that Father Tom Fee was coming to give the lecture. And when that got broadcast, that we were sure of a full house. He was most popular in his lectures. And in that way, he spread an awful lot of the local history, made it known to people who would not otherwise have known a word about it at all.
And, of course, he's a very good speaker himself.
A wonderful speaker. God bless him with a wonderful voice and a wonderful memory.
His history, historical writing, as I think some people have referred to it as being popular rather than scholarly, well, I wouldn't know what constitutes scholarly history. But certainly the history that he has written is absorbing, and for me as a non-historian, that's the essential. And the extraordinary part about it is that he can concentrate, for example, on what might to many people seem to be an extremely regional and unimportant phenomenon, like, let's say, the O'Neills of the Fuse. And yet the investigation, the historical investigation of that family, leads him into Spain and into France, almost by a sort of natural step. Now, many historians, of course, would do that from a study, and if he went to France, it would certainly not be with history in mind. But the extraordinary thing about him is that he has travelled Europe in a way which very few of us could claim. I mean, I'm professionally a teacher of languages, and therefore I'm supposed to travel in Europe. But I can't claim to have travelled the way he would have travelled. For example, in two books which involve travelling on the continent, Imacht na Nearly, the re-edition of Taigo Kienine's account of the flight of the Earls to Rome from Ireland, and his book on Irish saints on the continent, it's true to say that he literally very often walked the ground. This involves, in the case of both these books, going to quite out-of-the-way places, which are no longer on the great travel routes of Europe. I mean, I've been to France God knows how many times in the last 20 years, but if you ask me, have I ever been in Quillebeuf, where the Earls landed? No, sir, I haven't. I've been within 10 miles of Quillebeuf, but I didn't think worthwhile to go there. It's just a village. But I don't know, but I'd bet any money that Father Thomas has been in Quillebeuf. And
well, not only has he been there, but he has probably written a long note, which would be an essay in itself, on each of these towns that the Earls passed through.
Yes, indeed. And you'll probably find that he knows bus conductors and innkeepers and guides and heaven knows what in all these places. And again, this is it's one of these ironies, you see, which so many people in Ireland go astray on. They think that if you are interested in what you might call the Gaelic thing, that you're introverted. An extraordinary way human nature works in the reverse manner. Since we're on the point of taking Father Thomas O'Fee as an example, his involvement and human awareness, if you like, of his own dimension, of his own tradition, his own Irish context, leaves him completely at home with a Flemish bus conductor, because it has brought him to a sense of the basic areas and elements of human nature. And he will talk to the Flemish bus conductor or the French guide or the Swiss hotelier or whatever it may be with just the same sort of awareness of human reality as if he were among his own people in Armagh. Now, I think that is that's an achievement. And it's, mind you, an achievement that we university people particularly can't always lay to our credit. It's to be seen in his books, this sense of the personal, the sense of time and place that I think we mentioned already, and which is also extremely distinctive of the Gaelic tradition as we know it, going back over the literature of more than 1,000 years, the sense of people, the sense of their attachment to the local scene, the importance of personal reminiscence attached to places and so forth.
The fact that I've been so long in academic circles obviously means that, while I may have a certain amount of expertise in my own line, I have very little of what you might call the ordinary practical experience of the pastor. On the other hand, I've never been an ivory tower type of academic. Even though I've been teaching, I've also been, always very much involved with people. I always tried in Maynooth to get to know all the students. And now, in recent years, it's been rather difficult since our numbers increased. But I think up till about 3 years ago, I knew every student in the place. Then, as well as that, I have done some pastoral work. What I mean is in parishes. I started off, actually, in the year of my ordination, 1948, with a short period of 3 or 4 months in a parish called Clonfeacle. It's really the Moy in County Tyrone, Blackwater Town in County Armagh. I have to be very careful to call it Clonfeacle because, as you know, everywhere where you get two little villages, the parish priest actually lived in the Moy and people therefore were inclined to call it the Moy Parish. But obviously the people in the other end of the parish didn't like that, so they always insisted it should be called by its historic name of Clonfeacle, and that's the right name. Then I went to University College Dublin for a couple of years. I went abroad for a few years. I was out in Belgium, and that gave me a great chance to travel all over Europe. But then when I came back to the Diocese of Armagh in 52, I found myself sent back to the same parish again, and this time I was there for about a year and 4 months or something like that.
Monsignor O'Fee has, of course, as student, teacher and administrator, been associated with Maynooth for the greater part of his life. Mrs. Mary Cullen, lecturer in modern history in the college, speaks of his pioneering work in that department.
Well, his contribution to the history department in the Maynooth has been tremendous. He ran the whole department single-handed from 1953 until 1968, and that means taking students right through their 3-year BA course covering Irish, European and English history. A tremendous achievement.
He has always, of course, although he was officially Professor of Modern History, his interest obviously has been mostly in Irish history and even more so in the local history of Armagh Diocese, Archdiocese.
Yes, undoubtedly this is so. And in fact, sometimes one might see it suggested as a limitation upon history, an interest in local history. But in fact, this is very interesting because I think most historians would agree that Tomás O'Fee's greatest contribution to Irish history and to the extending of the frontiers of our knowledge has been in this area, and particularly in his connection with Seanchas Ard Mhaca. Both as editor and as the driving force behind it, he has been to a large extent responsible for the extraordinary high quality maintained here, where we see local history at its very best. I think there's perhaps a misconception that some people have sometimes regarding the relationship between what we call local history and perhaps what we might call the history of ideas or patterns in history and so on. In fact, these are in no way distinct, and one can't proceed without the other. Indeed, they're really two parts of the same thing. And every broad thesis or explanation that's put forward by a historian to explain some phenomenon or some data that have turned up in history, these are immediately subjected to the test of the sort of the local experience in particular places. And when this is of a high quality, it makes a very real contribution in this sort of dialogue between the present and the past and between the all-overview of history and the local detail. Now, Seanchas Ard Mhaca, of course, has maintained a particularly high standard here, a very high standard of scholarship. And I think most historians, again, would probably agree that Tomás O'Fee's own, or at least one of his major contributions to the extension of our knowledge, is in his article on the Church of Armagh under lay control, which was published in Seanchas Ard Mhaca, and which takes the sort of the detail, which takes the particular developments in the Church of Armagh and the 2 centuries before the 12th century reform, but relates them at the same time to social, economic, political background in Ireland and to corresponding developments on the continent.
He has his own style, too, as a historian, both in writing and in his methods of research.
He has this very real delight, I think, again, and enthusiasm for detail and for people. And I think this is what comes over to his students and to the general public. I think myself that his contribution to history probably goes beyond his contribution to people who are actively involved in it, either at the writing level or at the student level, but also to the general public. I've often been struck by how many people who've never even met him, but who've perhaps heard him on radio or seen him on television talking about history, who have got this from him, this enthusiasm for people, for place and for detail, and who have come to realise that history concerns people, that other men and other women, you know, have walked the streets where we live, and that other people have thought what we consider our own place, you know, to have been their own place. In other words, that history is about people.
As Registrar, Vice President and then President of Maynooth, Monsignor O'Fee has seen some of the most traumatic changes in the history of the college, and, as we know, many daunting problems remain for his successor. In the hot seat of the presidency, how did he cope during the past few years? Dr. Brendan Devlin again.
When a much more open situation developed here with the, I would say, perhaps more influenced by the setting aside of the old seminary regime than by, for example, any of the more obvious things you might think of, like the coming in of lay students or whatever, I don't think that was the essential change at all. It was the change of the seminary system which certainly affected the traditional, if you like, teaching staff there. Now, all those tensions and strains had to be lived through. And, of course, they're always absorbed by the people in the front line, the people who have to take the day-to-day decisions, who try to take decisions which won't outrage the traditionalists too much, while at the same time accommodating the endless demands of the new. And I don't know if you can ever really chronicle the cost of that kind of thing. But it's sufficient to say that Father Tomás was in these positions in just those years. And
was he unlucky in a way that he came at that particular time as, say, president?
Well, of course, it depends what you call luck. I would say, my point of view, certainly unlucky. I'm sure he would agree unlucky too, because as a man whose interests were specifically those of history and Irish and, if you like, the conservation in the best sense of continuity and tradition, it must have been at great personal cost that he had to face all these difficulties and problems. And furthermore, as a man of considerable human warmth himself, he was to that extent the less defended. A more remote and forbidding figure could have isolated himself, I think, perhaps, from the pressures. But he isn't a man to isolate himself from them. He sort of takes them on his chin, and if there are conflicting interests, he comes into contact with them personally. There's no sort of insulating layer between him and the problem. And this, I think, can't have meant for easy years, in the last 4 or 5 years anyway.
Monsignor O'Fee moves now as Archbishop and Primate to deal with the even more formidable problems of the Archdiocese of Armagh and the North. He brings with him the good wishes of all peace-loving people. Guimwich Fodseal agus Slánte Dó imon Agúilgúshí. The coat of arms he has chosen as Archbishop indicates the strengths and pieties of the man himself, and is a symbol of his commitment first to his own people and place, then to the uniting of the various strands of tradition represented by the Red Hand of Ulster.
Well, Tasha Socket, Gome, Arhevawan, and I am a Harley Nagoni, Armas Najosha, Shin in Ardwaka, and Palium, Fark Gurumarajeta. Agasar and Thivella, Bayan Krish, Mar Rodlar in San Armas, Bishafas as Carrig. Shin Anoya, Erin Carrigshaw, Hogus, Christ, and Aglish, Ta Carrigan Afrinigesh Komai, Hogus Anoya Tan Cregan, Mafarish to do his hain. Heva one than Krish by Fiak, Fiak do, Shishin Mahincher Agus Manyam hain, Agasan Thevela by Lav Jarag Kuya Olu, Kurgivnya doing, Gurbe Dextra Day, Lav Jarag. J at Hamar Shore Yogam, Agatha Kurgivnya doing Komai, Ernaya, Gumwinan Muncheri E, Le Kinyal Own, Gorskrivme Kujwa War, Fui Winchery Nail, Agatha Ernaya, Gorshimble the Kuj Kuja Olo E at her Indlacha, a Gakti of than Fubble.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save